Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Todd, what do we learn from Paul, from what he said about life in prison?
Yeah, he writes in Philippians, right? Verse 4 all the way through 13 is gold. But he talks about there to think about whatever is excellent of praise, whatever is noble. Think on those things and put these things into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. And then the stuff that I forget about that he says is I've learned the secret of life, whether I'm in plenty or in want, I've learned to be content in all things, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So the idea there is, it doesn't mean we should avoid conflicts. It means we should have our voice. We should speak without offending, listen without defending, agree to disagree, own our own part, do the conflicts in life for sure, but to not be defined by them, so that we are able to, at the end of our day with our head on the pillow, if the truth is we have a pretty good relationship that struggles with a couple of areas that we're working on, that we're still having conflicts about, but we're working on it, we're not in denial, then we're much better off focusing on the victories. Because otherwise what happens is people continue to ruminate on the one thing and the one thing only.
Mm-hmm.
That they really did work through and maybe agreed to disagree. But again, that's what trauma does to the brain, Bill. People ruminate on the stuff because in their pasts, those little vignettes never got resolved. But now their vignettes get resolved in their new relationship, and it's agreeing to disagree. Maybe I've even built a little bitterness, like the caller said, and I'm going to have my voice. I'm going to try to speak through it. But trust me, people have to eventually run to this idea of 5-to-1, looking at 5 good things for every 1 difficult thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, if we have deal breakers going on in the marriage where there's untreated adultery, untreated addiction, untreated abuse, we have to deal with those things for sure. But in the garden variety conflicts that you and I have talked about today, it's really important for couples to have a plan of how they want to work through their conflicts, but also make sure their minds go to their victories of that day, too.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.